Welcome, Chantel. So glad you're here today to speak with us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
You are lecturing on how to write that script, which I know is a big part of your background. So how do you think someone who has written a screenplay can, what are the steps that you recommend for getting it onto, whether it's the big screen or the little screen?
First of all, edit it. If possible, have somebody knowledgeable in the industry look at it. I again, like in the mystery writing, and it's a personal thing. I mean, some people love intricate plots and mysteries, which I do as well, especially if it's really unique. But I personally like to see characters. And I think character development, if you can read a script and you can white out everybody's name on it and still know who's talking and what's going on, you have a really great set of characters that are unique. And that goes back to the concept of mystery writing.
That's an amazingly wonderful tip, by the way.
Yeah, it's just one of those things, like reading it aloud. And I find that so many things that I say overlap when I'm talking about a screenplay, and I'll go, you know, I'm going to add that into my mystery workshops, because these things can kind of go back and forth. Like, I was having a discussion last night with a couple of the other faculty members here, and we were talking about how in screenplay it's tough for novelists who decide to write a screenplay to figure out how to get certain things across on the page, because it's such a visual media and you can't see somebody's thoughts, and there's no way to, you know, kind of get outside of that one person box that you have in a film. And instead of saying something like, so-and-so had a complicated relationship with their father and she was thinking about that morning, you can't say that in a screenplay. You either have to have the character say that, which is really leading the viewer along too much, or you could have them do something like, she looked wistfully at a father playing with the daughter on the playground. So you kind of get the idea that there's something going on with a relationship like that. And I think that that translates over into any type of writing. You really want to have the reader is a collaborator, as the viewer is a collaborator in a screenplay. And the more that you can give credit to the reader and let them draw the conclusion instead of leading them right up to it and then, you know, turning on the neon arrow, I think can improve any kind of writing.
I love that tip too, because I mean, more and more, I think many movies are out there that sort of infer that the viewer has not a brain in their head.
Right. Yeah, there's truth to that. But of course, there's also truth to the completely, I want to zone out in front of something and just blow up as many things as you possibly can, and I don't really care about a plot. And that's a valid medium too. I know I have those movies. It's a separate stack where I just go, I need to see a lot of things explode today. And I go to those. So
I, at another writer's conference, spoke with Diane Lake, also a screenwriter. She said that a novelist should never, ever attempt to write their own screenplay. They are just too close and they just can't cut it enough.
I agree with that. And I agree with her reasoning. But the reason that I normally discourage it is for a different reason. Often production companies will have specific screenwriters that they've worked with in the past that they know how to work with, and if you're lucky, the author will consult on that. I know that Craig Johnson, who I was lucky enough to moderate at a conference in Santa Fe recently, he was thrilled because his Walt Longmire series was picked up by A&E, and they were consulting with him, the writers, and they let, you know, had him on set. And that's actually kind of rare that they allow the writer to, the original writer, to have a hand in it. So that's one thing. And the other thing is, generally, I discourage it for people who are looking to publish or their book has not been published, because you're kind of cutting in half a potential revenue stream. You have a lot higher chance to be published as a book than to be found amongst the thousands of screenplays that production companies get a day. And unless you're repped by an agent that's very important, it will not be at the top of the pile. So it could take a very long time and not end up paying off as well as if you had published the book, somebody noticed the book, and then a production company comes and said, I'd like to have the movie rights.
For aspiring screenwriters, what are some tips on formatting that you would share?
I have one really big tip, and that is by the software. Frankly, and this goes for both types of writing, again, what you really want to focus on is getting everything on the page. And then when you go back to edit, you need to worry about, you know, formatting, or if you're writing something else, echoes, or polishing it for the reader. But the number one thing you need to do is sit down and you need to write. And without a break, because the more breaks that you take, the harder it is to get back into writing. And if you have a software that is formatting it for you, then you're not worried about whether you have all the right tabs in, or if you've got to go back and, oh, if I don't do it now, it's going to take me a week just to format this. And there are free softwares you can try if you're just starting out, but if you're serious about it, go out immediately and buy a copy of Final Draft, and it will be an investment that will pay off in the future.
That's a great tip. Final Draft.
Chantel,
this is all really, really interesting stuff and lots of tips I've never heard before. How can our listeners kind of find out more about you and find out what you're into and to how to reach you?
Okay. Well, my main website is www.chantelleme.com, which is chantelleme.com, and that will send you both to the Sirens of Suspense, which is the mystery related website, and to A Twist of Karma, which is my screenplay editing and development company.
All right. And actually, are you looking for people to send you screenplays?
Well, primarily, I've been focused on editing recently. I do keep a library. I have producing partners in Hollywood, and I'm also working on the Beverly Hills Film Festival. So I keep the scripts that really catch my eye in my own library, non-exclusively. And so that way, I know if a particular company or producer is looking for, you know, the next great comedy or the next great sci-fi, that I can go, I have one you really need to look at.
Okay, this is great. Your website, one more time?
Well, it's chantelleme.com. There's also sirensofsuspense.com and twistofkarma.com.
All right. Well, thanks so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to be here.
All right. Bye.